That's Prince. Giving you a big kiss on a Friday, taking you to 8:30. It's Radio Life and Style on the 15th of September. Happy Friday. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning on your local station where real music lives, where music legends live on like Prince. And we're going to be swinging the spotlight from a Prince to a princess now, and talking about a local brand that you will see in the pages of the latest edition of the Life and Style magazine, the spring issue about to hit shelves, and the name Princess Gabby is what I'm interested in finding more about. In the studio with me, I've got the lady behind the brand, Julia Torino, is in the studio with me on a fresh Friday. Julia, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing on a Friday morning?
Hi. I'm good, thanks.
Great to have you in the house, and I'm really excited to find out about this business, this brand of yours that is seems to be gaining quite a following, a fashionable following at that. And folks might have encountered it, or might have seen something on social media, but now you're going to hear the full story. So, Princess Gabby, what is this thing? How would you describe your business to a friend, or maybe someone you've just met, maybe you're sitting next to them on an airplane? Give me the rundown.
Well, Princess Gabby is a fun and vibrant kids clothing brand. We love mixing classic styles with beautiful prints and patterns for the modern day kids.
Brilliant stuff. So if you've got a little one in your life, then now you're taking notes. This is a brand you need to know, and a local brand at that. What makes your business stand out in your opinion, Julia?
Well, like you just said, we are a local brand. So everything that is made by us and made in South Africa. This brand has also been going on for the past 15 years, so, and we've actually had the same seamstresses with us for the past 15 years, meaning you can really see the quality and craftsmanship in our garments.
Amazing.
Yeah, and another thing is that we try and make sure that our designs are as practical and functional as possible. You know, it's nothing worse than your kid trying on a piece of clothing and wanting to throw it right off. You know, we try and make sure that it's as comfortable as possible.
So not just something that looks great, but something that your little princess loves to wear.
Yes, exactly.
and who are your customers? What kind of people are they typically?
Generally, they're mothers, grannies, expecting moms, you know, relatives. One thing they all have in common is that they really value the craftsmanship and the time and effort that it takes to make locally made products. And they really value our unique designs.
You see, ticking all the boxes right there. And look, every business at the end of the day tries to solve a problem for their customers. And if you had to try and identify what problem your business solves, what would you say?
With us, you know, there's no need to go to this mall and this tailor and this shop. You know, Princess Gabby can be your one-stop shop for your clothing needs. You know, despite our name, you know, we don't just do frilly girls' dresses. We do, you know, the matching mom dress, matching mom and me.
So you can, if you want to do the twinning thing, you can do that.
Yes, definitely. And we can even do dad and daughter, dad and son. We do a lot of custom outfits as well. So like for christenings, weddings, parties, you know, we can do it all.
Okay. And as you say, not necessarily just for little girls, but even for little dudes as well.
Yes, actually, we're actually currently expanding our range for boys.
Okay, very exciting stuff. And for those listening now and sitting up and really showing interest, wanting to find out more, what message would you like to tell your customers or your potential new customers about your products and service?
Yeah, well, like I just said, we can be your one-stop shop. So don't just take it as, you know, we're only a girls' clothing brand. We can really help you with any of your clothing needs and wants. Mom, baby, dad, son, daughter, anything.
So reach out and start that conversation. Let Julia and the team know what you're looking for so that the talented seamstresses can get to work. And how can people reach out? How can people get in touch with you, with the brand? Give me the details, social media, the whole thing.
Well, we're very active on our social media, so you can find us on Instagram. Our handle is princess_Gabby_clothing. Then you can find us on Facebook. Our handle is Princess Gabby. It's G-A-B-R. Then our WhatsApp number, which is 061-566-9371, or email us. Our email is princessgabbyshop@gmail.com. Or you can Google us right now and go onto our website and view our range of products. And if you want to see us in person, you can even find us at the Blito Farmers Market every Saturday, Sunday, and public holiday, or even at the Shongweni Farmers Market every Saturday.
Wow! So you see, there's no reason to not get yourself some of this fantastic local brand in your life, particularly if you've got a little one or are expecting a little one on the way. Princess Gabby is the name that you need to remember. And if you're doing a little Google search, remember that's Gabby, spelled G-A-B-I. Where does the name come from, Julia?
Well, Gabby is actually my aunt. She was the founder of this business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a special family story, a family connection there.
Yes, yeah.
And we love supporting local. We love supporting family businesses. So I think this is such a cool story. It's a success story that we want to see continue to grow and thrive. And more power to you and to the team that are putting the Princess Gabby on the map in such a beautiful way. And looking forward to chatting again really soon, and to seeing you in the pages of the new Life and Style magazine hitting shelves next week. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. My special guest, Julia Torino, and bringing you back to the music from Princess Gabby to the Princess of China.